SBS Radio. Gil Khovav, born in 1962, is the leading culinary journalist and television personality who comes from one of the most respected families in the Jewish world. He is the great-grandson of Eliezer ben Yehuda, the reviver of the Hebrew language. The grandson of Itamar Ben-Avi, who began modern Hebrew journalism, and the son of Moshe and Dvorah Khovav, founding members of Israel's modern-day public radio, Kol Israel. Shalom Gil Khovav and welcome to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio.
Shalom, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
What brings you to Australia?
Well, a few things. First of all, it was the International Book Fair in Canberra, then the Jewish Book Festival in Sydney, and the ZFA and the Israeli Embassy said, well, if you're coming over down under, why don't you come to Melbourne as well? Give a few talks and food demonstrations, cooking demonstrations, and I did that gladly, of course.
I know that you're a very prolific writer. You've got like 12 books, cookery books. I know that some books were translated into English. Can you tell us about those?
One of my memoirs, I wrote three memoirs. It's called the Jerusalem Trilogy, and the middle one, which is called Candies from Heaven, was translated into English about a year ago. And I was touring with this book here in Australia, and it was even recently translated into Chinese. So had we been doing this conversation in Chinese, we would have had a book to read together.
But maybe next time. So what is in this trilogy? Is it a biography?
Yes, it's sort of my own personal stories. It's stories about growing up as a nerdy kid in Jerusalem of the 60s and 70s in a super eccentric family. I come from a Sephardi family. We lived in a big clan in two adjacent apartments. In one apartment, my parents and my brother and myself and my grandmother, that as it was put to us, she did not live with us. We lived with her. And in the adjacent apartment, my aunt and uncle and three cousins. And in every apartment, two maids and many dogs and cats. And it was fun. It gave me a lot to write about.
Very interesting. Look, I mean, if there is a royal family, you would have been part of the Israeli royal family. Because your family certainly was part of history and the establishment of Israel as a modern state, because your great-grandfather is so famous. I mean, he is Eliezer ben Yehuda, the reviver of the Hebrew language as a modern spoken Hebrew.
Yes.
Were you aware of it as when you grew up as a child, that you're part of this kind of famous family?
So, with your permission, we'll put the emphasis in your sentence about the first word, if, because there is no royal family in Israel, nor do I believe that there should be. Eliezer ben Yehuda was a prophet, no less, and I'm so proud of him, because had it not been for him, we wouldn't have had, you know, our own culture and our own independent state, and I'm very thankful for him for having all these privileges. When I was growing up, I didn't necessarily understand how big he was. The big star in my family when I was growing up was my father, who was the prominent news announcer of the Israeli radio when we did not have television yet. So my father was a mega star, and this is what opened doors and impressed people, etc. Later on, when I grew up, I understood that my father was big, and my great-grandfather was even bigger. So yes, he is something.
Because it's quite incredible what he has achieved. Because there is no other example all over the world of a language that was like dormant for 2,000 years that came back to life, and it's a spoken national language. This is quite incredible.
Yes, it's a unique phenomena. It happened only once in history. You know, we have Welsh and Catalan and some indigenous languages, even here in Australia, that are making a comeback. But usually it's a comeback as the language of poetry, or maybe the language of writing, or maybe even a language which is taught in school as a second language. In Israel, Hebrew is the first and only language. I mean, there are many Israelis who are either Arabs who speak Arabic or Israelis who know Arabic, and we all know English, etc. But our main language is Hebrew. We are born in Hebrew. We live in Hebrew. Everything is done in Hebrew. So this happened only once throughout history, and it's a miracle. It is a miracle. There is no other word.
It is, absolutely. And what do you think would be your great-grandfather reaction if he just got out of his grave and walked around Jerusalem and Tel Aviv in 2019?
I think he would be elated for two reasons. One is that we have an independent state, and this was his goal. I mean, Hebrew was no... game of scholars. Hebrew was a political act. For him, Hebrew was a tool in order to form a new state and a new nation. And this definitely happened. And two, he would see that we all speak Hebrew. And his revolution really worked. I mean, he paid with blood, sweat, and tears for Hebrew. He sat in jail and he was persecuted by his own community. And when his children and first wife died, they refused to bury them in a Jewish cemetery, etc., etc., etc. So we cannot say that Hebrew came easily to us. But in the end, it's a glorious victory.
It is. Before I let you go, we've got to talk about cooking and about cuisine.
Yes.
Of course, our listeners will be very interested in Israeli cuisine. Is falafel still the king of the Israeli cuisine?
I would say that it's still the prince of Israeli cuisine. Sometimes tourists have misconceptions of what Israeli cuisine is. So, first of all, I should notice that Israeli food is not the Ashkenazi food that some of our listeners know from home. Israeli cooking is not chicken soup and matzo balls, and it's not gefilte fish, and it's not knishes, etc., etc. This is Ashkenazi food of the diaspora. Now, it does exist in Israel, but less and less. And today, nowadays, if you want to get chicken soup in an Israeli restaurant, it would be really rare, because we're in a Middle Eastern country, and our food is Middle Eastern or Mediterranean, so it's different. Secondly, when it comes to street food, it's a very vibrant scene. So nowadays, I would say that the most popular dish in Israeli food stalls would be arais. Arais is the Arab hamburger. So it's pita bread filled with raw minced meat and the spices, and then you put the whole pita bread with the filling on the fire, on the grill, and it's amazing, and we love it. So this is the big hit. So if you're a tourist looking for the most genuine Israeli street food, this would be it, and not falafel. Falafel is still very popular. Hummus is very popular. Shawarma is very popular. It's a good thing to eat street food in Israel because it's clean, it's safe, it's cheap, and I think that it represents what we are, the startup nation, the in-your-face nation. Like, it's very immediate and direct.
Gil Chovav, I wish you good luck and thank you so much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.